The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, yes. Today we're celebrating the feast, the great solemnity. This is the patronal feast of our country, the feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Church provides for us today, out of the abundance of her resources, prayers ancient and new in order for us to celebrate this feast, in which we honor and acknowledge the fact that Mary, on being conceived, was prevented from falling into sin. Mary, on being conceived, right, her conception was immaculate. It was without stain. It was without spot or blemish. Mary, from the beginning of her life, lives a completely holy life. What does it mean to live a holy life? It means that Mary is united to God. It means that Mary's heart and mind, every fiber of her being, is centered on God. And this is what, it means to be immaculate. Yeah, this is for us a great feast. We have in this particular reading, you know, the angel Gabriel giving voice to what underpins this celebration when he says, "Hail, full of grace." When he says, "Hail, full of grace," what it means is that Mary is full of grace. She has been full of grace from the very moment of her conception, from the very beginning of her life. She's been full of grace. And that proclamation of the angel, that Ave, overcomes what we heard in the first reading, the rebellion of Eva, the rebellion of Eve. Right, so in Genesis, in the account of Genesis, we see in the Latin, Ava, Eve, is E-V-A. The greeting of the angel is Ave, A-V-E. Flipped it around, right? We flipped it around. And what do we see in Mary but the dawning of a new day, given the angel's greeting, given her immaculate conception? In fact, one author who's commenting on the immaculate conception talks about Mary being the white dawn. Do you know what a white dawn is? Do you know what dawn is? You guys probably were coming to school when it was dawn, right? Before the sun peeks its head over the horizon, the earth already begins to be filled with light. And the Immaculate Conception is the dawning of a new day. The sun has not yet risen, but because the sun will rise, the dawn and the light of the dawn is already flooding the earth. And so in the Immaculate Conception, we're celebrating that, the great victory of Jesus on the cross being applied to Mary as a preparation for his coming to birth in the world. Okay, I'll leave that to you to do the sentence diagramming of that later. Yeah, it's a very complicated sentence that I just said. Okay, but here, by the grace of God, by the work of Jesus, Mary is prevented from receiving to her any stain or spot of original sin. And she is so preserved to advance the plan of God. Yeah, so the dawn, the sun rises, and then guess what? We have the light of a new day. My friends, we have been summoned by Jesus, the rising sun, to live already in the light of a new day. So as we marvel at what he has done in a particular way for Mary, we also ought to marvel at the fact that his plan for salvation has also caught us up. Right? That we likewise have been called. We've been summoned to live in the light of the new day. That yes, the Immaculate Conception is the white dawn of, and that we see come to fruition in the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus. And so, you know, the orientation for us in this particular feast, as we go on from here, is not simply to rejoice in the Immaculate Conception. We should rejoice in the great plan of God. But we need to rejoice in the fact that God has summoned us also to be under his rule. He's called us into his plan, and he's called us to advance his plan. How do we do that? How do we advance God's plan and purpose in the world? We get a look at it from Mary today in the reading. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. We give ourselves to God. We dedicate our lives whole and entire to Jesus, and trusting and following him, he will advance the plan and purpose of God in us and through us.